California, right outside of Fort Ord.
Yes.
My wife and I were coming back from San Francisco. We was on Highway 1 going south toward Fort Ord. We were stationed there. And my wife noticed, as I did also, when we slowed the car down, it's kind of a, looked like a hovering or some type of a platform right above us. It had kind of a triangular shape to it, if not more or less like a boomerang, as my wife described it as. And we turned around and went back to check out the immediate sighting of it. And we noted it was going off, you know, in the opposite direction. We followed it for about 4 or 5 miles onto the Fort Ord Reservation. You know, it wasn't exactly over Fort Ord, but we could see it. We knew the area well enough to follow it in that direction. And we noticed, too, that the lighting set up on it was just, you know, normal lights on your airplanes, all different kind of colors, but these were kind of just red, and then there was one white, which gave way to kind of an undercarriage.
Uh-huh.
And, well, we called into the air traffic approach here in Monterey Airport, and they had nothing listed on their sighting.
I see.
But we followed it up for about a half an hour and watched it go up into the sky. Here it was clear with overcast, and even when it went into the overcast, it still projected light. But we'd call it in.
Okay, now when it was moving away from you, which direction was it going?
Well, from us, it would be heading in a, a southerly direction.
Uh-huh.
Towards Southern California in this respect. Southeastern direction.
Okay, in which direction were you driving, north or south?
We were driving north to south.
North to south, okay.
And Highway Coast Road, Highway 1.
Uh-huh. And where was the object when you first spotted it, that is, in what part of the sky?
You know, normally, like you see something in the sky, it's on, you know, kind of high, just like a star would be.
Yes.
Along that line. My wife, you know, we saw it crossing. She saw it first, and she thought, you know, just an aircraft, a low-flying aircraft. And then when I spotted on my driver's side, I just had to look straight up, you know, just kind of veer over toward my windshield or my window on the side where I was driving. And could see it plain as day, and it wasn't moving. You know how you're driving or you're moving away from an object and it's stationary.
Right.
It either gets smaller with the distance you're going away or whatever.
Yes.
And, it just stayed right there. And then she watched it, and I slowed down so we could come across the island where the highway was and go back up toward it. We noticed it veering off into the trees, and then as we stopped, I passed the area where we saw it and backed up, and before we could make any said real other identification, it was hovering away toward, you know, the southeast or southwest direction.
Okay, do you have any idea of just how close you got to that object?
Well, just from the first sight of it, like I say, my wife said it was 2 or 3 red lights, and I only saw 2 red lights and 1 white, and from what the white projection was, it looked like a an undercarriage,
uh-huh.
You know, some type of aircraft, whatever, what case of being a saucer or anything like this. But the white lended to the shape that it would be in.
I see.
So the outline was definite, to where it was kind of a triangular pyramid, this type of thing.
Right. Do you have any idea, did this appear metallic?
Just a moment. What case? Right. I would think to say it would seem metallic.
Uh-huh.
The whites would really, you know, gave me the impression anyway that, hey, wow, this is really a definite shape. And I thought maybe it was a communication platform, but we've passed this place numerous times, day and night, and never noticed any radio communication towers there or have been erected at this time. Kind of, you know.
Do you have any estimate of size?
Oh. Hey, Kate? Wait a minute. I said, you know, like it was big enough to be an airplane, you know, from the distance that we were from it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you can take your thumb and blot out the sun just looking at it.
Right.
This was, I'd say as big as the sun, you know, by blotting it out with your thumb.
Okay.
And when it took off, it moved at a very rapid pace, where the blinking light just it moved so swiftly that the size or any shape that you saw was definitely, you know, you couldn't tell.
Turned into a blur of some kind?
Right.
Okay.
And as we saw it had kind of a zigzag pattern.
Uh-huh.
And then we noted when it would stop, you know, and then move on at its own pace, stop again. And then we noticed near the Monterey Airport where air traffic was there, we saw a few airplanes fly. And as the thing went up into the overcast, the zigzagging and the aircraft that was leaving the Monterey Airport, whether it had anything to do with it or not, and approaching the same immediate area or near the, you know, just looking in the sky, you'd see them, you know, going, drawing toward each other.
Yes.
Then it disappeared.
Uh-huh. Did you notice any problems with your vehicle when that object was in sight?
Not that I noted. We had discussed this ourselves. We said, wow, here we are tracing this thing. That's all we need, you know, something to take over the powers of the car or whatever,
uh-huh,
type of thing. And we actually, I guess, got a little hyper for the fact that, you know, the similarities. We saw some lights that were what we were looking at. We thought, wow, we said, hey, this thing's coming back.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe it had a sensory device or something, but since we saw it, you know, this type of thing.
Yes.
And when we followed that down, ended up to be radio towers in the immediate area. But, you know, we just kept thinking, you know, we've seen a few of the other write-ups and things that had on UFOs.
Right.
We've seen one of the two latter films that was just released on it, one of the motion pictures and things. It's kind of very interesting. She's the one that cited it on the spot.
Did this upset you quite a bit?
Enough to say that this incident in San Jose here about 2 months back, you know, where the people said that they wanted to meet a number of people who,
yes,
wanted to go, you know, this type of thing.
Yes.
If that was a true incident, I think we'd be prospects, you know, that had to be to go test it out.
Yes.
I do believe, my wife and I believe, not so much in the hereafter, but there's things out there, and, you know, we can't understand or comprehend, but be willing to take a beam up and check it out. You know, that type,
yes,
of situation.
Uh-huh.
As long as you weren't harmed or whatever.
Right. Would you fill out a questionnaire if we send it down to you?
I think so.
Okay. And in the meantime, would you make some notes of this so you don't forget?
Right, we put it on paper and we sketched out what we saw.
Oh, fine. Excellent.
And we got the weather that we saw and the time and the day projections as far as what directions and things of this nature.
Okay, and that was seen this evening, right?
Right, it was seen at, I'd say, about 8:45 this evening.
Okay. We sure appreciate your calling, and we'll get that questionnaire in the mail.
Okay, real fine. Thank
you. And if we get any more information on this particular incident, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, real fine.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.